Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. By the calendar, spring starts late next week, but in the garden, it's here already. Make your reservations to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And heads up, Dog Walking Sunday is on March 24th this month, so make your reservations now. The beauty starts in the verge. If you come to the garden by driving up Crenshaw Boulevard, you can see fabulous pink clouds of ornamental cherry blossoms. These wonderful harbingers of springtime can also be found in full bloom at the entrance to the garden and around the amphitheater and the meadow behind. Upon driving into the garden entrance, see the diverse shades of red and orange of the clivia flowers in the bed along the left side of the driveway. There are also some wonderful yellow clivia inside the garden in the bed across from the plant kiosk that speaks to the diversity in the clivia family. As you drive into the parking lot, the flaming pink blooms of the pink trumpet tree, or tabebuia, are the first thing you see. These lovely trees bloom out over a few weeks, and if you get up close, you notice that while the bloom is pink, there is a yellow throat in the newly opened buds that may help to attract the flying pollinators that will give rise to slender, long pods of seeds that can be carried by the wind, helping to disperse these trees far and wide. Just under the pink trumpet tree is a wonderful hybrid aloe blooming in hot orange. Entering the garden itself, turn left to see the small garden bed across from the plant kiosk where you can find the yellow blooming clivia and another very unique bloom, the striking Palestinian arum. This plant is native to the Mediterranean area from Greece to Egypt, where, when cooked, the young leaves are used as food and taste something like chard. It's also used in traditional Middle Eastern medicine. This is a unique perennial plant with a purplish-black bloom that is part of the stinky flower plant family, and its strong scent attracts flies as pollinators. There are lots of blooms in the pollination garden, some new and some returning. See the hybrid African daisies newly planted here, and as you walk throughout the garden, you can see areas where the perennial African daisies have naturalized into beautiful blooming meadow settings. The beauty here is not just the great flowers, but also the fact that the plants bloom prolifically and for a long time, but don't require deadheading. New hybrid nemesias have been planted in many colors, and the western blue-eyed grass and pot calendulas are still blooming. Along the promenade, see the lauropetalum, or Chinese fringe flower, a large evergreen shrub with interesting foliage and sweet hot pink flowers from midwinter through spring. If you walk along Tram Road to the Overlook, see the wonderful firecracker punstemons, native to western United States. It is perfect for a rock garden, attracts hummingbirds, and is deer resistant. Also blooming here with richly dark blue flowers is the hybrid ceanothus variety Dark Star. Just down the hill, there's a bramble of bank catclaw, a yellow-flowered acacia. If you continue around Tram Road, you can see another hot yellow-flowered acacia at the corner of Tram Road and Acacia Loop Road, known as knife acacia. If you look at both acacias, you can see the most notable difference is in the shape of the leaves and the height to which the plants grow. Farther along Tram Road, at the back of Phoebe's Meadow, there are some very hot pink ornamental peach trees in bloom. Then as you continue on Tram Road, see the beautiful purple flowers on the Hong Kong orchid tree and the light blue flowers of the hybrid ceanothus variety known as Yankee Point growing under it as a ground cover. To see another hybrid ceanothus, this one with mid-blue flowers, head across the garden to the far side of the creek bed to see the hybrid ceanothus variety Ray Hartman. On the way, if you go through Memorial Meadow, take a gander at the Cercis canadensis, forest pansy, or eastern redbud trees. They are budded up and just beginning to bloom. These lovely deciduous trees will bloom out in vibrant pink in the early spring and then show heart-shaped reddish-colored leaves into the summer when they green up, making it an interesting specimen tree in any garden. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.